is how you're going to be successful every time, not just once in a while, every time. And that, my friend, is the topic of today's Say It With Me, Every Day is Saturday podcast. It's your humble host, Sam Crowley, from Cincinnati, Ohio, dialing in millions tuned in from around the world to hear the number one motivational podcast, and we're going to deliver. We're going to inspire, we're going to empower, and I'm going to preach a little bit to you because you need it. I need it. We all need it. Like the great Zig Ziglar said, motivation, it's like a bath, man. We need it every day or something like that. I probably just butchered one of Zig's famous quotes, but you get the picture, right? I think it was something like this. Someone asked me one time, that's my southern accent, Zig. Someone asked me one time if bathing was important. I already butchered it. Someone asked me one time if motivation was important. And I said, it's like a bath. You got to do it every day. Blah, 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 blah. Right out of the gates, if you're a first time listening to the show, the good news is you've already ejected because you're like, this guy is bonkers. He's flubbed the dub. I'm one of the most famous motivational speakers of all time. Peace. I'm out. For those of you, the five or six or so that stuck around, welcome to today's podcast and substance. Substance is what's going to get you through. Substance is what's going to carry you through. Substance is what's going to deliver you to your very own Saturday. There was a guy. I knew a guy back in the day. And we're going to call him Mike. Mike wasn't his name, but I always fear that after my boss caught me podcasting, literally true story podcasting back in my corporate days about how big of a moron he was. Actually, listen to that show. He listened to me talk about how big of a moron he was. I always get a little bit fearful. So I changed the names to protect the innocent. And Mike was, I don't know, man, back on the streets. I don't want to say anything derogatory about him, but let me just say, My buddy Pete would have called Mike a D-bag, okay? Now, Mike meant well, but he didn't have substance. You know what he was? He was a copycat. He was going up the corporate ladder, and whatever his bosses told him to do, he would do in spades because he wanted to get promoted. I mean, he just wanted a title, man. He just wanted that title. Whatever it was, if someone said, hey, you are chief water getter, to the C-level executives, he'd be like, dude, I mean, do I even deserve this? Oh, my God, thank you so much. Yeah, dude, it's just a title. We're not paying you any more money. You're going to work twice as much, but here's a good title. So Mike, after these promotions, would start buying, like, these really sharp clothes, you know? I mean, the French cuffs on the shirts, monogram, these pants back in the day, I don't even know what you call them, pants, dress pants, but they would kind of have a little bit of a flare to them, and they would taper down by the ankles. I mean, they look good. But you know what they look like? Look like Arsenio Hall. Remember the Arsenio Hall show back in the 90s, some of those pants he used to wear? Yeah, and if I'm dating myself, yeah, that's cool. Arsenio Hall was hot back in 1990. I was living in Buffalo, New York, bartending, so I'd stay up late watching him. And he had some great guests on there, Belle Biv DeVoe. I mean, come on, man. Arsenio Hall. Look on YouTube, Arsenio Hall show. It was the show of that summer. Arsenio Hall. But anyway, Mike would wear those kind of pants, but he just didn't have any substance. And that's people now online, man. They got the nicest website in the podcasting space. I got this really great album art, but their podcast sucks because they're trying to copy somebody else. And if there's one thing that's going to be the death of you, your brand, your freedom, everything, it's going to be you trying to be a copycat. Don't do that. Let me tell you, you have so much greatness inside. Like, nobody understands this. It's like having, when I mentioned the acres of diamonds in your own backyard a few weeks ago, remember that story I told you about? Acres of diamonds in your own backyard. The farmer sold everything, moved out, went to go find these diamonds because somebody found one on his mantle, and he went out and found, they're right in his backyard. New owner of the house takes over. Boom. Billionaire. And that's a true story. We go searching and searching. I want your diamonds. I want your diamonds. Give me your diamonds. What's the cut, the clarity, all those different things, the four C's of a diamond. No idea what I'm talking about when it comes to diamonds. But everybody wants somebody else's diamond. Let me tell you something. The diamond that you have, this greatness that you have inside of you, there's only one strand of DNA like you. That's it. You're going to create content around one of three things: written, video, or audio. That's it. You can't do anything differently. That's great, because if there was 67 different ways you could create content, guess what would happen? People would focus on everything And then ultimately they would focus on nothing. They would get distracted and they would have to keep up and do all this stuff. And you don't have to do all this stuff. And then they would be like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I got to go back and get a job. Will you please hire me at $9 an hour? Ah! And they would fizzle out. Don't make it complicated. Use your unique message. And I hear you. Here it comes. You ready? Here's what's on the other end of that. I say, use your unique message. You say, oh, but Sam, I don't even know what that message is. I don't even. Come on now. If you and I are at Starbucks together and we're sitting across and I say, hey, tell me what's been going on the past few years of your life. Are you going to say, nothing? Oh, really? What do you do? I sat home and I watched Kardashians and I ordered takeout every day for 3 years. That's not true. Nobody does that. You have thoughts. Those thoughts become feelings. They become decisions. Decisions turn into actions. Take inventory of what have you been doing about what thoughts have you had the past 10 years or the past 10 hours? How have those turned into decisions you have made? How have those decisions you have made, did they turn into action? Yes, they did. What kind of action? Doesn't matter if it's good or bad. You can build a movement based on either. Doesn't matter. Either good or bad. Tell people, don't go that way, or tell people, go that way. Follow me. And by the way, if you fix stuff, fix a car, fix a house, fix anything, do that too. And whatever, there's no wrong answer. The only thing you can do in any situation, there's three things you can do. Number one, you can do the right thing. Yay, I did the right thing. Selfie. Cha-ching. Look at me. Instagram, I did the right thing. La, 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 la. Or you can do the wrong thing. Oh, failure sets in. I did the wrong thing. Lost money. Nobody likes me. Everybody's leaving me. I don't have any followers out there because I did the wrong thing. No, let me tell you something. I do the wrong thing, I tell you about it. Why? Because you want to know. Look, 90% of the stuff I try, I say it all the time, doesn't work. And I'm going to tell you about 90% of it because you don't care about all of it. All you want to know is, hey, what's the biggest failure that you've ever done? Oh, I got a lot of those, man. I can share those with you. You already know those stories, all the bankruptcy stuff and things like that. But I'm not here to poo-poo that. Let me tell you, right thing? That's awesome. Congrats. But you're not going to do the right thing all the time. It's like always going to the casino and expecting to win. Let me tell you, that doesn't happen. Secondly, the wrong thing. You're not a failure. You just found something that didn't work. Welcome to the club. Lastly, you do nothing. What's that? That's failure, man. That's complete, utter failure. I'm not doing anything. Why? Because I'm afraid to fail. I just don't want to fail. What's wrong with failing? Failing gives you experience. Experience is what wisdom is drawn from. That's why I've got no respect at all for the keyboard cowboys out there that judge everybody else and they don't have the balls to go do anything on their own, but they're out there judging everybody else. Everybody. Oh, I wouldn't have done what he did. Oh, really? So opening that big old extra hefty bag of Cheetos was really a challenge for you, huh? Oh, my God. It must have literally. How did you ever connect to that Wi-Fi long enough to send that tweet or to make that post on Facebook? You are a hashtag hero, said no one ever, okay? So in any situation, you can do three things. The right thing, that's good. Congrats, but don't get used to it. It's like the casino. Take your winnings and walk away. You can do the wrong thing. It's going to happen more often than not. Get used to it. Have the Teflon skin. No big deal. Bouncing back tomorrow. Sun's coming up. Ain't a big deal. You gain experience and wisdom from that, okay? Or you do nothing, and then you become the keyboard cowboy, and you're out there judging everybody else, and you never had the courage to take a shot yourself. Don't do number three. Don't do number three, okay? Have some substance behind what it is you want to do. I promise you. Look at what you've done. Thoughts become feelings, become decisions, become actions, and then you share that with people. You make the world a better place. You love on people. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I fly off the handle. I lose my temper. I'm not the greatest guy in the world, but the one thing I want to do and I always want to do is encourage you. That's all I want to do. I only wake up in the morning to encourage you. That's all I want to do in my business. That's it. So hopefully I'm doing it every now and again, and if I'm not, let me know. But hey, give me a little space because I'm going to make some bad moves here or there. I'm cool with that. I'm the crash test dummy for entrepreneurship. okay? I'm the guy that's out there crashing around to let you know not to do stupid things because I've done all the stupid things. So don't make life difficult. Lead with your substance, man. Don't do what Mike did and buy the nice tie, the $500 shirts and pants and suits, thinking if he wrapped the present that the gift was going to be better. That's not the point. You could wrap a turd and you open up that gift and you still got the turd, all right? But you got substance inside? Woo! You can wear that $4 t-shirt off the rack at Kohl's with your 7-year-old pair of shorts. You don't even need to wear socks, maybe some flip-flops, because you got the substance. Just make sure you shower. You got the substance behind all of that. You want substance! All right? And have the best day. What? Have the best day. What? Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.